Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star 0. You will now be connected with the conference.
Mileage. By 1983 and 350 models that didn't work but taught me lessons on how to do it, I finally discovered I had invented something that would give me double to triple the mileage, minimum, and zero pollution. I thought this was the greatest thing on earth. Yeah, I lived in California. Big mistake. In 1984, I finally made the newspaper, front page. Big mistake. I was given calls, over 100 calls in one day of death threats. They threatened to kill my girlfriend, my son, everybody in my family. Just don't play with gasoline, don't play with our road tax money, and don't mess with California politics. It's all owned by the Air Quality Control Board, CARB, and the other government agencies. I got calls from oil companies threatening to kill me. Well, luckily, I had only shown a product on television on KCRA in Sacramento that only doubled your mileage running on gasoline or crude oil. If they knew at that time I could run on pure water, I would have been murdered. I shut my mouth. I destroyed a lot of my documents. I figured, well, knowing how to make it work is one thing, but don't show it. If just doubling the mileage or tripling it scares them, we have a problem. I had so much pressure in my life. My brakes were cut. My house was burned down. My car blew up. I said, you know what? California is not the place to live if you're doing this. So I moved. I went to Utah. I thought it was going to work there. I built model after model. Diesel engines, gas engines, furnaces, boilers, everything. No matter what I hooked it to, it worked. Finally, in 1997, I filed for my patent, and I got it. I just renewed it. But I was put in 3.5 years of confinement in a maximum security mental facility for inventing it. But I could be released or put out of my misery, was the words, if I would just sign a paper turning the patent over to the Attorney General's office or admitting the technology never worked. Well, they had drilled out all my teeth. They were rotting in my head. I'm walking on a broken foot while confined in a building where I can't get medical attention. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. This belongs to mankind. This device that I invented is a miniature refinery. It can be built for less than $100, put on anything that uses fuel, and give you double or more the mileage. And if you do a bad job, only 30% increase in mileage on any piece of equipment on the planet while reducing the emissions minimum 70%, but in most cases 95%. So I said, no, I would not sign it over. No, I would not admit it's fraud. Here it is. It's real. It's up on the internet. It's up for free for anyone who wants to build one for their own personal use. That gift to mankind in 1999 gave me over 1 million people worldwide that had built a unit, played with the unit, or had a friend build it and say, yes, it works. I punched myself up on Yahoo search. 1.8 million sites with my name on it. Most of them showing, yes, I built one, and yes, it works. When I went into Spain and the Portugal, I went into Germany, Europe, into Russia, and I punched my name up in all these different sites. I had people punch it up in Chinese. They said, you're at over 8.8 million websites worldwide of people who have built engines that can run on anything you put in the fuel tank. Yet I can't openly market it easily in the United States, but I can teach it. So that's what I decided to do. I teach right here in Duncan, Oklahoma, how to put this on your own car, your own truck, your own home generator, and whatever you want to use for fuel, keep it behind closed doors and use it for fuel. I wouldn't wish this burden on anyone. It's cost me 3 families. but it's worth it. If you're trying to help mankind, you hang in there all the way to the end. Are you there?
I know you said that there are, there are a number of dangers. In fact, your topic at the Conspiracy Con had to do with the danger to researchers, and I know you've given your specific example. I know you've probably heard of others that you've met and that you've heard about that have had other things happen too. Have they mostly been along the same lines, or have you had other types of things happen?
Well, if you look at, there's a site up by a guy named Gary Vesperman, and I believe it lists about 200 inventors that are dead that tried to help mankind in cold fusion and other fields. I mean, years ago I got to meet with Eugene Molov, and he and I met probably 15, 20 times. I met with Stan Myers. I met with other people, Tom Ogle. I got to meet some of the greatest inventors of our time. They're all dead. Every time they talked about putting water as a fuel, they killed them. So what I've done is I've told the government, and I've done it very publicly, that if anything happens to me, I've got over 250 websites worldwide that will release the plans for free on how to run on pure water, and you don't need oil, you don't need gas, you don't need a utility company, and please just leave me alone or I'll release them.
That's great. I love that. That is fantastic.
People at first didn't think, in the government, they didn't think I'd do that until I released the free plans. And you can go to GeetInternational.com, which is my website. There's free plans on how to get an engine to run on whatever you want to run it on. But the problem is, those are the old plans from 1999. I've learned from then, when we had 37 discoveries, we're now up to 179 discoveries that are not found in science books. I teach that in my classroom. Dealers learn how to do it all. What you get on the website for free is the basics of, yeah, you can mix some pickle juice, Mountain Dew, a little bit of gas, and the engine will run. It's cute. It's neat. It's fun fuel. But if you really want to do this as a survival tool, you need to come to the school, become a dealer, or get on board and become a student, because I'm only 3 more classes. That's it. After that, I'm shutting my doors. And the 100 dealers in the United States will run all of my business. I will no longer be open to the public.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm wondering, Paul, if we might, at this point, go ahead, since we do have questions that are coming in at a pretty good rate, to us if we can move in that direction. Would that work for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll do that. I've got a guest that, let's see, it says they're in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the last four digits are 5031. Are you there, guest?
Yes.
Okay. We can hear you. Did you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay. You must have hit *2 on your phone keypad. Usually that means you have a question, but if you don't, that's okay.
Okay. I didn't know.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and take care of that. Thank you. Okay. I was wondering. I know that came in kind of early a little while ago. And then I've got some questions that have come to us online. And that, let me go to the first one here. We've got Ben Ross in Mayock, North Carolina. Would you please repeat the website that Paul gave out regarding his lawsuit? Thanks, Ben.
Oh, that would be geetfriends.net.
Okay. That's geetfriends.net, and you might spell that geet for them just in case they don't know.
Goat, elephant, tiger, international, spell the whole word out, it's all one word, .com.
Okay, great. I know sometimes it's easy to get a spelling turned around. Okay, and then Frank in Long Beach. Are you familiar with Joseph Newman and his energy machine? Personally met him in the 80s at an Eco Expo in Los Angeles. The trials and tribulations he has had to endure were many. An interesting video is available at his website at josephnewman.com. Any comment to that?
Well, I was hired by a group of scientists at the Global Science Congress to interview him and to see if it worked. And every time I set up a time to interview him, I would get a call back within hours of my leaving for the airport. And every single time it was, somebody broke into my lab, stole everything, it doesn't work. Can we schedule another time? And then he moved from, I think it was Mississippi to Colorado to California. He moved all over the place. But one time, I was told he was having a presentation in Mesa, Arizona, when Steve Elzick was throwing the Exotic Research Conference. And I was supposed to give my presentation at 1 o'clock that day. And I got on stage and I said, folks, how many of you here would like to see Joseph Newman's machine? And almost every hand in the place came up. And I said, I'm willing to stay over until 4 o'clock today and give my presentation. He's just down the road, 3 miles. I was told he's giving a demonstration right now. Please go on down there and see it. Come back and tell me what it's like. Well, the whole crowd came back and said somebody had stolen parts from it and he couldn't demonstrate it.
Hmm.
So after 5 attempts, there was no way I could have ever seen one work. I would love to. I'd be happy to go anywhere in the United States to see it, but I've never been able to see it work, and no one I know personally has ever seen one and personally been allowed to test it. So I cannot endorse something I cannot see and touch.
Yeah, I've heard that before. It's from other people, too. Similar things.
I would love to think it's real.
Yeah. That's sad when that happens. Vivian in Oklahoma City and others that were asking for the website, we had just given it, and we'll be giving it again as we go along, so don't worry, you'll have the contact information. We have Rick in Orlando, Florida. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second. That is there a reason? Oh, never mind. We fixed that. That's fine. Mike in Richmond, Virginia. The same question. Ken Silvers in Wylene, Washington. Same thing. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Frank in Long Beach says, are you familiar with Dennis Lee and his highly touted energy machine?
Yes, I am very much familiar with him. In the year 2000, a bunch of my employees ripped me off while I was in Denver, Colorado. I came back to an empty 15,000-square-foot shop. Semis, cars, trucks, everything were missing. All my tools were missing. The only thing left was dirt on the floor. Dennis Lee had been introduced to me by Steve Elzick. He said, this man has gone through the same type of persecution you're going through. Why don't you see if you guys have the same enemy? I flew back to New Jersey. I met with Dennis Lee. Dennis Lee seemed on the surface to be genuine. I said, why don't we work together? I'll set up a school. If you've got 2,000 distributors, let's give them products to sell because I have products. He immediately did a 180 on me, went on stage, went coast to coast, all 50 states, and said that his inventions now included heat. He had no legal right to do what he did. I stopped him when he got to Utah. I took him to federal court, and I proved to the judge that I owned the patent, I owned the technology, and he didn't have the right to be marketing it under his own name. So he tried to convince a judge that by reversing the letters, G-E-E-T, by calling it T-E-E-G, it was a totally different technology. The judge informed him he could not market it. In my opinion, I have never seen anything that man has done that is honest, legitimate, or an invention of any kind.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Vivian in Oklahoma City says, have you done any work with methane from animal manure?
We did some with some methane out in California. We did some with pig manure. But there's so much more energy available in other ways that we decided not to go for a specific field, but let's do something that will help everyone on the planet instead of just an isolated group. Any of the dealers who come in and become a dealer can go ahead and go into any field they want, but if there's millions and millions of 350 Chevys. Let's concentrate on those. If there's hundreds of millions of homes in the world, let's concentrate on those. Let's not look at putting it on, well, and I hate to say it this way, but I'm going to. If Jay Leno or William Shatner wants it on a Rolls Royce, a Lamborghini, or Ferrari, what good is that for mankind? That's an ego thing. Let's do something that will help the bulk of mankind. Let's help the many.
Yes, I hear you. Frank in Long Beach says, concur wholeheartedly with you about Mr. Lee. Exclamation point. So I think the stories have gotten around. We have in Rome, looks like 5746 is the last four numbers of the phone number. Are you there, guest?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I have a question. I'd like to take a class. I'd like to know how much and what can I learn from the class. And my question is specifically on a carburetor. Can I have a working car that I'll be able to drive inside the city, or that's this system is better used only in on something that stays constant speed, like a power supply or a generator or something like that?
Okay. You've asked me about seven questions at once. Let me try to see if I can remember them all and hit them in order. We do have classes, three more, that's it. If you only want to use it for your own personal use, you have to sign up for these three classes within the time frame. Once we have 75 students signed up, we are not taking any more students. We're hoping to fill up the last 40 spots as dealers. If we don't, we're going to stop taking students. We're only going to have dealers after that. If you signed up right now, it's $3,000 to become a student, and you will learn how to do it for your own personal use and your immediate family. How to put it on every piece of equipment you own that uses fuel. That means boilers, furnaces, cars, gas engines, diesel engines, anything that you need. We will teach that in the classroom, plus about 20 other different technologies that we throw in as a gift. But it's a week-long class. We have one in August, one September, one October. It's all on my website. We do everything by PayPal or bank transfer. If you pay for a seat, you are guaranteed that seat. If you wait till the last minute of the class, there may not be a guarantee to get in. As far as can you put it on a carbureted vehicle? Yes, you can. Can you put it on a fuel-injected vehicle? Yes, you can. But if the electronics go down for electrical reasons, your engine will not run if the transmission and other things in the car will not run. You need an older vehicle to be guaranteed your car is going to continue to run. If you want to use it for a home generator, we teach you at least 10 different ways to power a generator at your home. And we teach you how to run it on everything from an aluminum can, how to use a battery, how to use anything to generate the fuel you need to run that engine. So you will have power when your neighbors don't. We do teach every single aspect we can, but only for dealers are you allowed to sell this commercially. Now, you can get a hold of me at paul@geet.nl. which stands for Netherlands, or go to my website, geetinternational.com. All of those questions are addressed there. But you can convert wood or wood gas into a vapor to run an engine. You can use your septic tank or methane from waste from animals. There's many ways to make fuel, but it doesn't make sense to do something that costs you more to set up than to make the fuel. So right now, gasoline is the cheapest way to run a car where you're not offending the government, because they're really concerned about fuel tax, road tax. Well, we do teach you way beyond that in the classroom for your own personal use.
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
If I'll go into class, I would have hands-on, and I will see...
Yes.
The generator working and the car working. In other words,
no, we do not have cars here at this time. 15 months ago, everything I owned was stolen by the state of Utah Attorney General's office. By the time they let me out after 3.5 years, I had lost everything, 31 years of research. I just started over 15 months ago. Right now I have, I think, 6 engines sitting at the shop running. I'm sorry, 5. We just got 2 brand new engines delivered today. We're going to have those retrofit this week, so we'll have a couple of diesels on site. But we have small riding lawnmowers. We have small engines. We have generators. We have different equipment sitting there right now running. Yes, you will have hands-on.
Well, I appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you very much, guest. And we're going to go now to there's someone in Diamond Bar, California, not too far from where I'm at, and that ends in 4256. Are you there, guest?
Yeah, I wanted the website, and we got that.
Oh, okay. There's no question, then. You're all
no.
set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, great. Thank you. All right, and with that, hold on.
Normally, I do not give my phone number out, but I think for this specific purpose, I think we only have 3 classes left. If people can please call between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time, my private cell number, which is not on the Internet, and please don't post it there. Other than people who listen to this show, that's fine. But it's 580-251-0651. Again, 580-251-0651. Go ahead.
Okay, great. We have Ken Silvers in Quilene, Washington. Hi, Earl. Hi, Paul. I'm a huge fan of you and Stan Meyer and many of the others I've been watching over the years. Not meaning to get off topic, but Paul, have you ever seen a working solid-state electrical generator, and wouldn't these make obsolete just about every application of the internal combustion power plant?
Yes.
Any other comment? I guess, yeah, that's pretty conclusive.
You want more than yes?
If you want, if you feel inclined, sure.
Okay, let me go ahead and say the rest of the yes. I have met with over 1,500 inventors. 600 of them have asked me for help. I have had many of those inventors. Even 2 weeks ago, a man came up to me with his life work, handed it to me and said, if I go home with this, my wife will divorce me and I'll lose my wife and my son. Will you please take care of my baby? And keep in mind, an inventor who invented something, that's his baby. But he has to look at the rest of his life. If he's seen nothing but horror, every time he turns around, there's somebody fighting him, hurting him, trying to go after him. They're afraid. They don't want to lose their family. They don't want to lose their wives. I was willing to risk it all. And the other inventors who have seen this have come to me and said, take my baby, get it to a good, safe home. I have hundreds of inventions that I can bring out. I cannot bring them out without support. I'm not asking for donations. I'm asking to earn it. Come to my school. That helps me get my lab done. It helps me bring new products out to my dealers. I don't sell anything. I do not sell any product. I don't sell any demo engines. I don't sell anything. You want to buy something? You go to my 100 U.S. dealers or my other dealers around the world. You can buy product from them. I'm trying to find out why the 179 discoveries I've made are not in science books, and how do we get them there? Why is it that our children are not being taught the truth? So I have a different agenda. I do want that technology out, but some of that is so disruptive to our system right now, it would destroy it.
And isn't that a lot to do with it? Isn't it the amount of investment of money and the money to be made by the powers that be that have the things in place, like you said, already in place, that this would absolutely threaten?
I'm not going to mention the name on this show, but a gentleman told me, if you think you're going to take away $1 billion a week from me and my congressional and senatorial friends, we will have you more than killed.
So that, yeah, that's pretty pointed, I would say.
Yeah.
they mean business, it sounds like to me. Ben Ross in Moyock, North Carolina, says, regarding Paul's class, I'm not mechanically inclined but have common sense. Would he recommend the class for people that are not mechanically inclined? Thanks, Ben.
No. We've had people with as many as four PhDs behind their name come to our class, and at the end of the first day, they're almost in tears because everything they've learned doesn't work. By the end of the second day, they can't sleep. By the end of the third day, they come in saying, I got more than my money's worth. I've learned more from you than I could have learned in 12 to 20 years in school. But everything you've taught and you showed me, and it works, it doesn't apply to science. I've taken sixth graders, which are on my site right now. They ran their engine on pickle juice and Windex. It only took an hour to teach them.
Okay.
Give me a common everyday human being who has common sense, and I can teach you how to build the unit. Give me a person with a PhD, it takes 2 weeks. Give me a mechanic, it takes a month.
Interesting. Okay, I want to remind everybody that we're speaking with a researcher and inventor and teacher, Paul Penton, and he is addressing such things as the dangers to alternative energy researchers and about his work, his invention work, and his getting the information out and his whole cause to get to accomplish that, and all the trials and tribulations.
Now, let's go back to one of the issues in the first question I believe the audience had was, can I put this on my car? If Paul Pantone puts it on your car, I'll be busted. If one of my dealers puts it on your car, they'll be busted. But just like in France, in Germany, and other countries now, and we've got public TV announcements saying, if you want to put this type of research on your car and get 30, 50% or even more improvement in mileage, we have no problem with that. But you may not sell your car unless you bring it back to original factory specs. So the government position here and abroad is, if you want to do it on your own car, you're not going out and putting it on your neighbor's car or anybody else's, just your own car, they don't have a problem with that. They're not losing much money. But when you go into that $1 billion a week profit of theirs, you better not try to open a shop. You better not try to modify cars for other people. Stick with your own personal use.
Okay. Typically we're not really into what would you call it? Screening questions or blocking out something that is contrary to what's being said. And so
I have no problem with people who hate my guts. If you look right now at 1.9 million American sites right on Yahoo, there's probably 3% that hate me. That's fine.
Okay. Well, we've got Tom in Rochester, and it's kind of maybe more of a devil's advocate question.
That's fine.
Hot fusion is for real and puts out 10 times more energy than is put into. That's where the research is needed. CITER, I don't know what that is. I do not believe in an engine that runs purely on water. Takes more to break the water molecule than put it back together. This speaker's credibility sounds like hot air. Sounds like a scam, not a single technical detail. What is the patent number? Having patents does not mean it will work for mankind. Yeah, right. This is a scam. Credibility of this show is falling. Many of the other topics are for real. This guy is a sales joke. What would you say to Tom?
My patent is right up on my website. You can go to it, look it up. The patent is there. It does not defy science. It does not defy thermodynamics. We are actually explaining every detail of thermodynamics as we are going. If you have a particle of sulfur going into the unit, it will come out, instead of 32 atomic weight, it will come out as 32 particles of hydrogen. By adding electrons, which, excuse me, my friend out there, whoever you are, go look up MIT Plasmatron, because they copied my technology back in 1996. They filed a patent on it, and they got it. And everyone in the world that responded to that said, you copied Paul Pantone's patent, only instead of using natural forces, you create an outside electrical field. So I'm sorry, we can prove even the best physicists in the world were wrong originally. Carbon in doesn't mean carbon out. You can have a total transmutation of elements in a plasma field. So that goes way above a lot of people's heads, but plasma is like the energy from the sun. It is a high temperature change. If you're taking exhaust going in one direction and you have cold vapor going in the opposite direction, you increase the temperature of that vapor so quickly in such a quick period of time that it expands 200 to 300 times, you are going to get an atomic reaction.
Okay.
So I'd be happy to meet with that gentleman any day.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I believe in just putting out whatever questions come and whatever falls, wherever it may fall. On the other hand, we've got Rick in Orlando. Says, I am an electronic technician, also natural science student. I want to sign up. When? How much? So
the next class is next Monday, and we do have openings, and it's $3,000. If they sign up and say they heard about it on this show, I'll give them a special. I'll knock it down to $2,500. But they would have to email me tonight and let me know that they're coming, and we'll make arrangements tomorrow to get them here. Just send me an email at paul@geet.nl. And Geet is
G-E.
Goat. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. And we have Dan in Monroe. What do you think about the first and second laws of thermodynamics? Is it all a bunch of lies? Is it possible to build perpetual motion machines?
Well, what are you calling perpetual motion? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There we have a problem. That's like calling something a zero-point energy. What is that? Can you actually keep extracting energy as energy is being given to you just by the rotation of the planet, gravity, and spinning around in the galaxy? No, it's not free energy. It's free energy as far as you and I talk about, but it costs money to get it. As far as perpetual motion, well, is the Earth perpetual motion?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is the Earth perpetual motion?
Well, the Earth is perpetual motion. I guess some people would say yes, it just keeps turning. Yeah, it keeps going.
Right.
It keeps turning around. I mean,
and until it stops.
Yeah.
If it doesn't stop, then it's perpetual motion. So what is perpetual motion? As long as the Earth is spinning and you can collect an electrical field around it and you can gather it and use it, then is that perpetual motion? Well, yes, it is, until the Earth stops. And yes, we do have perpetual motion machines.
Okay. All right. I want to invite everyone that does have a question, that this will be a good time. If you've been thinking of a question that you'd like to ask Paul, if you're on the phone bridge line, if you've called in that way, just dial *2 on your phone keypad if you do have a question, and we'll see that you'd like to, your line unmuted, and we can do so. If you're online and you've accessed us via that link, underneath that link there's a small box that you can type your question into, and you can, if you would, it'd be helpful to put first name and city and state so we know who and where, and submit that to us, and we'll make sure that question gets asked, much as as we've had a number of questions already. We've got in Gaffney, South Carolina, I believe it looks like maybe it's 1161 is the last four numbers. Are you there, guest?
Yes, sir. This is Brian Frank, and I just wanted to tell Mr. Pantone, thank you for what you're doing, what you have done. And I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but now that I'm listening to this, thanks to Republic Magazine, I'm going to research it more and find out more, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Great.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Any question at all, or do you just want to make that comment?
I don't have a question. I just want to make that comment.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that, and have a good evening. And
oh, by the way, I met you at the Continental Congress. I'm the first delegate for South Carolina.
You might have met George Shepherd, the publisher, or maybe one of our other staff that was there. I know Gary Franchi was there, who's been our managing editor.
George Shepherd, that's right.
Okay. Yes.
I noticed your name is George, but I guess you have a different last name.
Well, actually, I'm Earl, but that's okay.
Earl,
and George many times has led the webinars as well, more so in the past than recently. From time to time, he will come in on a webinar. So thanks for that. Appreciate it. And
thank you.
Yes. Okay, and then we have, hold on just a second, we have in Murphy, North Carolina, Longview, Washington that is first, and that's 9997 is what the last four numbers. Are you there, guest?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I'd like to find out, first of all, I haven't been able to get on the website, so I'm on the phone.
Oh, it's
but
fine.
I'd like to
no,
find
call.
Out, what does it cost to go to your classes?
It's $3,000. It's a six-day class. The next one is next Monday, the 23rd. It goes to the 28th. We have another one in September and one more in October. They're all posted on the website at geetinternational.com.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all
now,
I need
if you
to
have
know.
Any problem, give me a call at 580-251-0651. Please call between 8 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon Central Time.
All righty, I'll sure do that. Thank you
God
very
bless.
Much.
Okay, thank
God
you.
Bless.
And then we've got, we'll go to Murphy, North Carolina. And hold on, let me unmute that. And we've got... 9083 is the last four numbers.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. I just want to congratulate Paul. I've been following this stuff for at least 10 years. I'm not at all mechanically inclined, but I studied a place called the Carl Castle in Homestead for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
oh, really?
Yes, I'm convinced that's a natural energy plant. They can create more energy from that place than any nuclear power plant. But you got to know how it works. And
correct.
It's
did you figure out how it works?
No, I haven't figured it out yet, but...
you're going to laugh when you do. It takes about 10 minutes to explain it, and when you hear how it works, you will laugh.
Well, I would love to have a long conversation with you.
If you want to know how Stonehenge works...
Have you ever heard of Walter Russell?
Yes.
Well, I've studied his science quite a bit, too, and I wish I had more of a physics background, and I get a little bit frustrated because I can't quite pick it up the way I'd like to.
But I explain that all in my classroom at sixth grade level, so every person picks it up. The ones that are hurt the hardest are the ones with PhDs.
I commend you. You know, I know about Russ Meyer. I've studied all these guys.
Stan
I know
Meyer.
About Newman.
Yep.
I've had an intent. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Casey, there was a man by the name of Marion Stansel back in the 20s that did a reading from Casey, and they could take like a 50-gallon drum and run an access through they called it what they did was they created an anode and a cathode at each end, and they had what was called sprangles inside of it. And once you turned this thing, it could power an airplane. And I even went to ARE in Virginia and went into their archives. They let me go into their archives, but I couldn't find any of the plans that were drawn up for this thing. I think, and I found out that the military had gone in there about a month before I got there.
Yep.
And this has been, God, at least 6-7 years ago, maybe longer. But when I read that book about Stansel, it just, you know, like I said, I have no background in this, but it just piqued the most incredible interest, and it led me into Carl Castle, into Walter Russell, Nikola Tesla. And like I said, I commend you. I can't tell you how much I commend you for what you've done, because this is what this country needs.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you a call because I'd like to talk to you further.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Anything else, Gus?
No,
okay.
I think that's it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. And, you know, if you do have a question, like I said, now will probably be the time. We do have from Frank in Long Beach, you are truly the epitome of the axiom, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage comes at the end of each day with a small voice saying, I'll try again tomorrow. Thank you for your courage and tenacity in taking a principled stand to disseminate this information.
Thank you.
That's always good to receive that type of feedback.
Well, most people cannot imagine what it's like to have 32 teeth in your head rotting at the same time, walking on a broken foot and being told, no, you cannot have medical attention.
Oh, man, yeah.
I smiled. I did not cry. I smiled and said, that's okay. The tears are joy coming down my cheek, and you're not getting my patent, so go to hell.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Rick in Orlando said, you did not say the complete email address. They must not have caught it. Maybe say it again so they're sure they got it.
Well, it's geetinternational.com.
But the email address is what they were asking for.
Oh, paul@geet, G-E-E-T, .nl.
And that's Nancy Larry at the end.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
The reason I had to do that was every time I've had a U.S. site, somehow our government has been able to shut it down. But when I have a foreign site, they have not been able to.
Very good.
So right now I have an office in the Netherlands.
Hmm. Okay. Sam in Ohio, what you're suggesting just flies in the face of conventional and even modern physics. How's this even possible? Can you please explain more, a little bit, on how can this possibly work?
It takes me 6 days in a classroom, 10 hours a day to do this. So to explain it to you in just a few seconds, it would be rather impossible. Other than putting water in a vacuum, you can boil it at room temperature. Water can boil at 35, 40 degrees if you want, if you put it in a vacuum. Gasoline, crude oil, and other substances in a vacuum can boil and totally evaporate, use vapor. It's not the liquid gas or anything else that burns in the engine. It's the vapor. Vaporize it first. When you get a perfect vapor, then you can have a better combustion. That's the best I can do in a short time.
Okay. Yeah, they'll have to go deeper to get it. Yeah, it's almost like, quite some time ago, were to describe where you can flip a switch and lights come on, you know, or something of that nature, but then they want you to explain how it works. You don't know. You just flip the switch and the light comes on. You don't really know everything about how that works, all the mechanical, every little detail that happens that makes that happen. But
correct.
You know, then you want people can learn if they want to, but anyway.
Well, the 100 U.S. dealers and the 700 international dealers around the world are all going to have a copy of the new science book. Each one of them, if something happens to me, will be able to go out and open their own school and be able to teach it to their children and their grandchildren. So I already have so much protection right now, it's not funny.
It's so great that you made it so that these things can't really be stopped. Because
well, if you look at Nikola Tesla, and it breaks my heart, if you look at a current encyclopedia, there's one or two paragraphs about Nikola Tesla. If you go to the old bookstores, antique stores, and buy up an old set of encyclopedias and pick it up, you're going to find that Nikola Tesla occupied 50 to 60 pages. He invented the telephone. He found out how to transmit electricity. He did all these discoveries, but there was no way that the government could keep in your wallet. And the people with money said, no, we don't want this. We have to have meters. We have to have measuring devices. We have to be able to control calls, and we have to be able to control electricity. We want to control how much they use so we can empty their wallet out every month. So Nikola Tesla has been erased. I'm sorry. The man was a hero. Not Alexander Graham Bell, not Edison. I'm sorry. These people were given credit for something they didn't do. But the money people who backed them said, this is who we're writing about. So right now, yeah, I may be on 8.8 million websites worldwide, but if the government had anything to do about it, they would have me on one website saying it didn't work.
Yep. I think you're right about that. Rick in Orlando, you are explaining so much. I get it. Let's see. I got it. I collect antique books. Tesla included so much other stuff happening in the world. Someone's are cheating us all out of so much. I guess I'm just confirming what you were saying. Okay, and then Eric.
If you also go back to the old 1953 to 1958 encyclopedias, the American Society of Vacuum Technology was a huge institute. There were, I think, 50,000 or 60,000 members studying vacuum technology. The government dispatched that group. There's only a few hundred of them now based out of a guy in Berkeley, California, trying to collect the last few books so they can get them off the shelf so nobody ever knows about vacuum technology. But what makes my technology work? Vacuums. The minute you understand vacuum technology, you start understanding anti-gravity. You understand how to use water as a fuel. You understand technology 20-fold what is now being offered to the public. They don't want that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Eric in Blacksburg, Virginia. Since you mentioned that your invention causes atomic reactions, please clarify whether your technology has any radioactive or other potentially dangerous side effects.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission of Utah was called in because we exposed X-ray film at about 10 times the normal speed of an alpha, beta, or gamma ray. And they were called in. They closed off my neighborhood. They came in and tested me. They tested the engine and said there is no harmful radiation coming from the engine while it's running. I said, well, we had the X-ray film exposed. He said, well, it doesn't matter. It's a radio frequency that we don't understand, and it's not dangerous. And we've had people that have complained that their headaches went away, their body pains went away. So it has something to do with exposing film in a safe manner, not like X-rays, not like MRIs or anything else, but in a safe manner. We can take full-body X-rays with no radiation danger to the human. So, yeah, there's some reason for them to be concerned, but not for you and I.
Okay. All right. Well, I, you know, I tell you, I really enjoy this type of conversation that we've been having today, and I just want to invite everyone that if you do, you know, if you have a question that you were thinking about getting in, since we're nearing the end of the webinar time allotted, that if you do have a question and you want to get it in, now would be the time. Hit star 2 on your phone keypad if you're on the phone line, or use the link just beneath the link, that little box to submit your question that way, and then you can get your last minute question in, because in just a little bit I'm going to ask Paul to share with us any final thoughts that he'd like to share with us, and of course give his contact information again as well. We have Monica in Pittsburgh. Are you familiar with George Green's work, Magnetic Motor or something? If yes, what are your comments on that, please?
Okay, I've seen about 40 magnetic motors, and none of them have worked even close to what I invented in 1983. So at this point, I have not seen one that works as good as mine, so I'm not discussing anybody else's technology at this time in that field.
Okay, that makes sense from that standpoint. Sure does. Okay, well, I just, I'm wondering as far as...
Now, I have not offered to sell any product for years, and what I'm going to do is I have a dealer out there who is selling plans, and he sells the plans, which you can get on the Internet right now for free, but it doesn't give you any help. If you'd like to buy a set of plans to put on your car or a generator or a home unit or your tractor, they're $250 if you want the technical support to go with it. And you just send to the Geek Guys for me, and I will forward it to them. And 10% of the sales price of that $250 will be donated to this show to help this show out. Shows like this need to be out in the public, and I'd like to help support it.
Thank you very much for that. They're much appreciated. We've got a guest. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All I have to do is say, I'd like a set of plans to put it on a car, a truck, tractor, whatever, tell us the engine it is, and I'll have the Geek Guys get back in touch with you. They'll arrange it, and they'll send that 10% back to you, okay?
Great. Really appreciate that.
You got it.
Fantastic. We have Anonymous that is, all it says is Anonymous. So, yes, if you have a question, speak up. We'll hear you, I'm sure.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you.
Hi. I have a question. Does anybody have any idea about, I just read today about Google, trying to take over the Internet. Isn't there any other way of communication that we can... We've been kind of talking about that, some people have, about the freedom movement going into another...
I have the answer. It's not here in my pocket. I don't know if you do. If you send me an email asking me that, I will send you back the response. There is a company that does not monitor what you're looking at or what you're doing or anything else. There's only one company I know of in the world, and I cannot think of the name of it right now. I'm not at my office.
You're talking about StartPage?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm meaning like that's great and everything. That I hope that they're not able to intercept that search engine, because they want to stop all. They just want to take everybody down, including Alex Jones. I don't know if everybody listens to Alex.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I've been told every call I make, and every email I send, and everything else I'm doing is being monitored. And I have no problem. They can listen all they want to me. Because all I do is tell the truth, and I back it up.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, besides StartPage, is there any other communication that we can go through without them intercepting it? That's all.
I don't know of any.
Yeah. I heard of Sweden having their own, I believe that was on Alex Jones as well, Sweden having their own... Internet provider, or IPS, or what is it, ISP?
Well, that's why I went to the Netherlands for my website. It's paul@geet.nl for Netherlands, because you cannot intercept, nor can the U.S. interfere with them.
Cool. Are we able to do that? Anybody can.
You can go to the Netherlands, type in Netherlands ISPs, and you'll get a list of them.
Okay. Netherlands ISPs.
Now, if you want privacy, you have to have a person... from the Netherlands, set it up, and they'll help you do that.
Oh, okay, that's good enough.
Because they're guaranteed privacy from this country.
Wow. Okay.
You and I aren't.
Right. Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I have a friend that's in Europe, so that's interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Don't go to France. France shares the U.S.
Okay.
Anything else, guest, or is that it? Any other question, guest? I guess not. Okay. Thank you very much. You know, one thing that I was wondering, I've often heard that technology trumps legality. And I'm wondering if there might be where they just work around it and not abide by the law and use technology. We know that the CIA and the NSA, maybe the FBI and other agencies will break the law, and a lot of times they'll do things because they don't think they'll be found out because of their superior technology that they use and their covert methods. Is it possible that they can still do workarounds and not be caught at it and monitor things?
Well, I have had these people from the FBI, from the Pentagon, from different associations actually come to my home, come to my school, and identify themselves and tell me, I heard about you through work. I'm hired to listen to you. I'm hired to work to do things against you, but I don't believe what I'm doing is right. Can you help me? And they have actually opened up their folders and told me what they had on me and what they were doing and why and how to avoid them. And that's why I'm still alive today, is because some of those agents were nice enough to tell me the IRS will pretend you didn't file a tax return so they can come in and nail you. And this agency will do this so they can pretend they nail you. And this agency will actually come in and plant drugs on you and bust you for it, like Joe in New Jersey there, 100 mile to the gallon carburetor. Well, there's been a lot of inventors that have been nailed, sent to mental institutions, sent to prison and everything else, not one of them guilty of anything. And when I talked to DeLorean, before he died, and he and I talked for an hour and a half, 2 hours, he said, Paul, I never did the things he accused me of. I tried to help mankind and come out with a good quality car, and our government and the government over there didn't like what I was doing, so they planted what they had to make it look like I was a big junkie when I wasn't. He said, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the battle. Now, I met with an attorney who represented John Tucker, who stood in my living room with my last wife and said, I worked for Ford Motor Company for 50 years, and part of that time I pretended I worked for John Tucker to defend him. All we are trying to do is shut his doors and put him out of business and get those 50 cars away from him. That was all we wanted to do. Now, this lion, I'm sorry. But he stood there and confessed to what he did, and he said, I want to work for you. And I said, you can't get out of my house fast enough.
Very interesting. Well, I just wanted to mention that there was someone that was also holding online to ask a question. And I don't know if maybe I knocked something that I did mechanically here, but I don't see anybody else with a question that's on the phone line. So if you meant to ask one and thought that you had indicated that, go ahead and hit star 2 again, and that this time I'll be able to unmute your line for you. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a couple of questions we've got here. This touches on what we were just talking about. Rick in Orlando says, I suggest a RF radio frequency shortwave communication system. Any comments to that?
I have no idea how they work, but I'm sure the government can probably intercept.
Yeah, I'm sure that they can.
My dealers have a system with me where we do things through a tri-system where I'm not going to go into details, but part of the message is sent one way, part is sent another way, and the third part is sent a third way. And if you intercept one or two of those, you will still not understand what we're saying.
Okay. We have Rick in Orlando also saying, just a confirmation, do you agree the elite persons in charge already know this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
you would say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I've sold probably 800 to 1,000 engines, and I've been confirmed already that many of those went to the Pentagon, to the Fuel Research Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All the missile ranges, Air Force bases, they're all over the world. But a majority of them went to military applications. They weren't bought up by citizens. But it looked like citizens buying them.
Okay. I have Ken Silvers in Quilcene, Washington. Hi, guys. Where are your classes held?
Duncan, Oklahoma, an hour and a half south of Oklahoma City.
Okay. All right. And Gerard in Albany says, sounds like Dutchman Enterprises. Dennis from New Jersey. I spent.
No, that's Dennis Lee again. And no, it's not Dennis Lee. He had no right to market my technology.
Yeah, and he confirms it. Says, I spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars on it. It never would work right. There you go.
Absolutely. The man didn't know how to make it work.
It seems to be coming up all over.
Yep.
Frank in Long Beach says, an excellent book entitled The Politics of Healing exemplifies the same level of corruption in the allopathic industry of healthcare.
I have over half the inventors that have come to me have healthcare machines that would be able to cure AIDS, cancer, leukemia, and other things. I don't even talk about those things anymore, other than right now on the show. But, yeah, I've got all these people that brought things to me, and I've seen them work. They do work, and I can give people a free list. If you want information on these things, I pass out names and numbers for free.
Okay. Rick in Orlando says, please say this. Did anyone notice the press release, Obama administration, assassinations needed in Afghanistan? I didn't know about it. Have you heard anything about that?
Nope.
I don't know. I can't comment to it because I haven't heard anything on it. But at this point, almost nothing would surprise me as far as what we find out is going on or potentially going on.
Well, I've had about five or six people come to me and say that they worked for different government agencies or from time to time. They were hired to do things like that. And I kind of stuck my fingers in my ears saying, please don't tell me who and why. And I feel like I'm Father Paul instead of just Paul the carpenter here. Because they come to me and confess all these horrible things, and I don't want to hear them. But when I've heard of all the government things that have happened, yeah, I've taken notes.
Well, yeah, there is a lot going on. We have in Diamond Bar, California, ends in 4256. Are you there, guest?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Paul, I understand in the Philippines somebody invented an engine that ran on water, but the World Bank had the government in the Philippines shut the guy down. Are you familiar with him, and is it the same technology that you have?
Somebody went on the Philippine YouTube a while ago with a gate unit running on water after he was told not to, and, yeah, he's been shut down.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, he was in my school in Idaho, and he was warned ahead of time. If he did that, he'd be probably taken out.
Uh-huh.
Two of my other students are dead.
Wow. That's
we
a dangerous class.
When they come to the, well, no, we warn people. This is what you do if there's ever a case where there is a an emergency where you cannot get fuel. This is what you do. But do not, under any circumstances, use that unless something happens to me or you're under martial law. And if you're dumb enough, after hearing those threats and warnings, to put it on your car and get on your telephone and say, I'm going to go do this, the government can't stop me, well, you probably won't be alive more than 48 hours.
Yep, I believe it. And I believe those stories on Tucker and that. I believe that.
Yep.
They couldn't let that guy build that car.
Nope.
Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And
now there is a new TV show coming out. It's called the Ultimate Energy Showdown. And they're looking for a financial backer too. So if anybody out there wants to look for that, have them send me an email. I'll send them a short clip of what it's going to start out as. They're looking to expose all the Dennis Lees and people like me, and they're going to put it all on TV, a live show, 13 weeks long. They want to show the public what works and what doesn't. So if they show up at somebody's door and say, hey, Joe Newman, can you show us a unit that works, and he can't, they're going to explain that. They show up at Dennis Lee's and say, can you show us something you've invented? And he can't. They're going to show it. But if they can find any inventor in the world, like I did, and here it is, it works, you pour the fuel in, I'm not going to touch it. When they saw it running, they said, okay, it works. It's a new TV show. They want to come out with it shortly. It's already being, they're looking for funding now. If you got any funders out there, that TV show has nothing to do with me other than I'm one of the stars in it. Right at the beginning, and after that, they're just looking for anything that works. Give me an email. I'll connect you up with the guys. We're also looking to put together the Paul Pantone story. If anybody wants to jump in on that, hey, we need backers. We're looking for writers, screenwriters, the whole nine yards. We have a producer that wants to put it together. He's working on it right now. We're looking to put technology on the front line. For years, I have thrown a conference every 3 months for inventors that are angels or eagles. Angels are those that have health products. I want to get those health products out to the people. We cannot do it through any other way other than forming clubs. As a club, you can join a club, you can come in, and you can learn what we teach at the club. If you want to come in as an eagle, those are energy-related products. We're going to throw a party for those people once every 3 months, well, actually 6 months, I'm sorry. And I'm going to throw parties here at the ranch, and we're going to invite people from around the country to come in and see what the latest technology is. You can see it, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can buy it, you can go home with one. We don't want to have a conference where you just look at somebody's theory. You have to have a working something.
Okay. We have.
It's got to be real.
Okay. We have Rick in Orlando. He says, again, I repeat, while checking my Yahoo email Reuters press release, it says Obama to consider assassinations to solve Afghan war. I find this horrible. Rick, it's not quite on topic directly with what we're talking about, but I would find that horrible too, and I guess we'll wait to find out more about what else is going to come out on that or how that's going to play out. But it doesn't surprise me hearing that at all. We've got Tom and Murphy. Will there be a recording of tonight's webinar available? Yes. As I mentioned before, you'll find it at republicmagazine.com/webinar. And also I want to draw your attention to the fact that Paul did a presentation at the Conspiracy Con 10th year, a Conspiracy Con that just happened not too long ago. I think it was a couple of months ago. And that you'll find that whole conference, Conspiracy Con number 10, at expostop.com. And you'll find a wealth of other information there, too, on different conferences that we've streamed. Many of them we streamed the event live, and then we took the streaming, we posted it up online, and we make it that access available 24/7, unlimited access for people to get that information. And like I said, you'll find that at expostop.com.
Okay, now, is that the entire presentation I gave? Is that up there for free?
From what I understand, it is there. Unfortunately, I haven't had the time to go and listen to all the different presentations, but the agreement was to film the whole thing and then to make the streaming available. So as far as I know, it's there. You can find it. Anyway, Tom and Murphy, oh no, I just did that one. What Sue in Palos Park asked, what is your international email again and website again?
Well, my local email address, I'm sorry, my international email address is paul@geet.nl. That's the way nobody can get my mail. And the local site is geetinternational.com.
Okay. All right. And I think with that, Paul, I know we've been going for a while, and I know literally we could go a long time. There's so much area to cover. I'll just maybe take this one more question. Rick in Orlando says, don't you agree the government, whoever needs, wants to shut down this conversation? Can.
Well, we had what we called micro-broadcasters years ago, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that would take a broadcast like this, and they would broadcast it in their neighborhood. And we had a guy like that in Texas that would do that all the time. And one day he called me up and said, could I actually do a live broadcast with you? And I said, yeah. He said, well, I was threatened not to do any more of your broadcasts, and it really got me mad. I said, well, let's do a live one. So 20 minutes into a two-hour broadcast, he said, just a minute. Hold on. Just keep talking about something. There's something going on outside. And he came back to the line, and he was in tears, and I said, what's going on? He said, somebody just went out and shot my dog and cut 40 feet of my cable to my antenna. I said,
wow.
What? They warned me never to have you on my show again, or they would kill my dog and take me out of business. And they also said if I did it again, they'd kill my family. So I can't have you on my show again.
That's
funny
they drove a hard bargain.
Yeah, well, I kept trying to go on Art Bell and other shows, and all these big shows wouldn't have me on. And they said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Cantone, we can't. Well, we got onto a couple of big shows, but the very next day when I called up saying, hey, what happened? 15 minutes into the broadcast, we shut off. Our satellite system went down. Our internet system went down. And we were told if we ever tried to broadcast you again, we would never broadcast again. Well, I'm sorry. We are not a free country.
Yeah, that's we're far
from. As long as your show can get out there, people need to support it, and they need to support it now because the government may not be paying that much attention. But when they realize the magnitude of people you can affect, they will come in and put pressure on you and your family, and you don't want that. But if you've got that going for you right now and you've got the guts, then people need to help support you in your program. Because
thank you for that.
A lot of companies, a lot of TV stations, even KCRA News, told me, if you could walk on water today right in front of this TV station, we would not all be allowed to put you on the news because we were told not to ever give you another minute on the news. Now, if you can threaten a Sacramento TV station to say, don't ever put this man on the news again, that's pretty heavy.
It is. Yeah, some people don't realize how far it's gone.
It's gone way beyond that. Way beyond that. When judges stand up in the courtroom, and it's at geekfriends.net, when a judge says, you don't have a constitutional right in my courtroom, I can do anything I want. The Constitution does not apply.
Constitution.
And all you're asking for is, can I hire an attorney? No, you can't.
Yeah.
That happened in Utah.
Wow, that is something else. Well, I really appreciate what you are doing, and I want people to certainly support your efforts as well. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to share any final thoughts that you have with us. And once again, I want everyone to be aware, next week we're having the return of Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and he has some very interesting information, including satellite photography of the Gulf oil disaster situation that was really heavily in the news, and he says it's far from over, and so there's some pretty intense stuff that's developing there that's going to rear its ugly head and cause quite a bit of difficulty. And he's going to address the smoking gun proof that the Gulf oil disaster is a big cover-up. So that will be next Thursday at this same time. And then the following Thursday, we're going to have an interesting man, Andy Badalato, who's going to talk about, is the Tea Party movement bringing us back to a republic and restoring our liberty? So stay tuned. Join us each Thursday at the same time, because we're going to continue to cover a lot of very fascinating topics. And so we'll look forward to having you join us then. And, Paul, if you would, appreciate it. Share with us.
What you just said ties directly into what I was thinking. I was on Dr. Bill Deagle's show yesterday, thank you.
Oh, great.
And we were talking about the Gulf oil spill, because I presented how GEAT could clean up the whole thing and use it all for fuel, and we laughed about it. And it all ties back together, because not only is it all real, it's 110% real.
Okay. All right. Any final thoughts that you have to share with us in closing?
Well, I appreciate being on the call. I thank you very much for your time. And anybody wanting to get a hold of me, they can still get a hold of me all day tomorrow and Saturday before the classes start. My number again is 580-251-0651.
Okay, great. Thanks again, Paul. Thank you, everyone that joined us today for our Thursday webinar. And I look forward to seeing you all next Thursday. And this officially ends our webinar. Have a great evening ahead. Thank you.
God bless.
The model.